Text numero 99. Students are being forced to choose between studying and eating. Most British university students had an unprecedented end to their school years, studying remotely through a pandemic that defined not only A-levels and other final exams, but their transition to university, the so-called best years of their lives. On top of all this, they now have to grapple with a financial crisis. The situation is harder still for working-class students, who are already grossly underrepresented at top universities. Analysis by the Institute for Fiscal Studies and the Sutton Trust found that the access rate for disadvantaged students was the lowest at the country's most elite institutions. Students have worked alongside their studies since long before the cost of living crisis. But while having a part-time job can teach you valuable skills, it is important to maintain work-study balance. Working too many hours can negatively impact one's studies and lead to burnout. Many universities recommend working a maximum of 15 hours a week. Despite this, one study revealed that 9% of students work 21 to 30 hours a week and 11% work more than 31 hours. Clearly, this is unsustainable, but for some, it is unavoidable. Working part-time is the only way to keep afloat. As prices rise, even these hours may not be enough. As of June, 11% of students were already using food banks. And although working-class students will be more affected, those from the middle class are facing financial struggles too. Many rely on their parents for contributions towards living costs to get by, which also presents a crisis for students' families. In a survey by an accommodation provider carried out in March, 73% of parents and 66% of students said they were extremely worried about the cost of living at university. The same study found that 36% of parents are struggling to financially support themselves as well as their children at university and have had to turn to other income streams. 10% of parents have taken out bank loans and 3% have remortgaged their house in order to make ends meet and support their children. Students should not be expected to jeopardise their education to, paradoxically, fund their education. And neither should it be necessary for parents to sacrifice their own financial security to support them. It's time for student finance loans to be increased in line with inflation, or else the government must provide a tailored cost of living support package for students, similar to the one that 8 million families have already received. After all, these students will one day be running the country, so investing in their education is investing in our future. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2022.